Chapter 46. I found Claire in the autopsy suite, still wearing her scrubs. Claire? She looked up, surprised to see me, and said, "Oh my God." She pulled a sheet over the dead man, patted his hand, then called out to her assistant, "Bunny, can you put Mr. Ryan away? Thanks." Those closest to Claire had made a care plan, each of us with an assigned role. Edmund would be meeting us at the hospital. Cindy and Yuki would be going to see Claire at the end of the day. I would be driving her to Johnson Hughes Cancer Treatment Center and staying with her until she was tucked into her bed at one of the best facilities in the country. She said, "I'm sorry, Lindsay. I forgot you were coming. Paging Dr. Freud."
"We still have time. How are you feeling?"
"Never better."
"Right," I said, playing along. "So get dressed." 20 minutes passed like a snail race, and finally Claire was sitting beside me, buckled into the passenger seat of my car. When I'd parked this morning, I'd found an empty spot on Harriet Street, convenient to the ME's office and the hall. I switched on the ignition and noticed Claire had kicked off her shoes and folded up her legs, and was hugging her knees to her chest.
"I need to talk," she said.
I turned off the engine and faced her. "Here I am, Butterfly."
"You never heard me say this before, but I'm scared. Really, truly freaked out of my mind."
"Who wouldn't be? You've got surgery in the morning. Talk to me." Claire threw a long sigh and leaned back against the headrest.
"I spent some time online looking up imminent death."
"Number one," I said, "don't think that way."
"You know, I see more dead people in a day than most people see in their entire lives. Not even close. You'd think I'd be fairly blasé by now. I'm thinking I know too much."
"You're not looking at imminent death, Claire. Come on. You're going to a great surgeon, world class. He's going to take that tumor out with a piece of lung about this big."
"Two tumors this big."
"Two? You said..."